I literally just won a Black History contest.
Oh, did you?
Last week, yep.
You're lying.
Nice. Yep, we were playing
You're literally lying.
What's that game? You know the game where you
Kahoot?
Yeah.
Yes, I love Kahoot.
We got the first question right, we missed the second question. Went on a 14 question streak and everybody was like,
they're
like, black and we did that. We had two white people on the team too, and they're like, why are these white people on this team? And we're like, because we know Black history, and these are my brothers and sisters. But we smoked, and people were like, no. We're like,
yeah.
I wonder if they feel like awkward, you know?
Well, they,
you know, like how black people can sometimes feel awkward in like ultra white spaces. Yeah. I wonder if they were like, okay, should I even be here right now? Like,
I felt that way before, like going to an all black function and I'm walking in. There was a situation that I had with Sadia when we were younger.
Oh,
here we go. She won't let this story die.
So here's what happened. She just invites me over to come to her house. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, me and Sadia are hanging out and I'm wearing like athletic shorts and like a black shirt. And her mom comes out. She's dressed in all white. And she's like, Sadia, why aren't you ready for the party? And I'm like, I look over at Sadia, and Sadia's like, oh, well, I was just going to wear this. And her mom's like, no, you have clothes in the room. You can go change. And I look at Sadia, and her mom walks away, and I'm like, what's happening? And she's like, we're throwing a white party. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you're fine. You can wear this. People start showing up, right? Everybody else is wearing all white. And then they see the white girl not respecting the rules of the white party.
Maddie, like you, I was trying to stand in solidarity with you.
But guess who changed?
I wasn't even trying to put on anything white. It wasn't even it was my mother. She wanted me to change. She wanted me to change, so I did. Wow. I had to.
The change, I can't see your face, so like halfway through that, it sounded like you were crying. And then you said, I changed because of my mom.
It makes me emotional that Maddie would think that I would just leave her hanging out in the dust like that, which I kind of did.
Yeah, but it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, you did.
I think the biggest thing, too, is they had a slushy machine. They had a blue slushy machine.
Oh,
and Sadia.
Wait, they had Sadia a blue slushy machine at a white party?
Yeah. And Sadia didn't want to tell me, because I'm, like she said, I'm crushing this slushy machine. I'm going back for seconds. There's no straws. It's like all over my lip. It's on my tongue. It's on my teeth. And so I'm just talking to people and they're like, they're probably thinking like, who is this white girl who's got blue stained everything all over
Maddie,
her mouth?
I tell you this time and time again, you didn't need to have on white because you are white.
I didn't know if that was going to be a
you
pass.
You are the ultimate white.
But I'll tell you, I felt
ultimate
weird.
Guest.
You stood everybody up.
Target audience.
Like, anymore? How do you keep it clean? Like, how do you keep...
You don't.
That's why I'm like, why buy white jeans?
You know what I want to do now? I want to throw an all-white party, but
I'll
just
be
like...
Purposely get dirty?
Yeah. No. Just purposely make everything, like, red punch.
Everything really hard.
Wings.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's just, like, 10 times as hard.
You were just looking at it.
That actually seems kind of fun.
Yeah. Hot sauce.
I do that.
Ketchup.
There.
Everything.
It's like, ramen, let's see the
really
masterpiece on your shirt at the end of the party.
Ramen's the best. Because I wore a white shirt splashy. Trying to get one. It was just broth all over. I'm like, what did I do?
Sprinkles of broth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that with your sister?
My sister?
Eaten ramen before?
No.
You guys don't eat ramen together?
I know what she's trying to do. Right?
She's trying to segue.
Yeah, she's trying to segue.
I love the fact that you...
Her face changes when she's trying to segue. And I saw it. I'm like, I'm not helping her. I'm absolutely
because
not
I didn't pick a good way to segue. It was just about siblings, and I'm like, does your sister eat ramen?
I never one time have eaten ramen with her.
Okay, well, whatever. You guys ready for the first story?
Like chaotic evil.
I'm ready for the first story.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Put it. Come on now. That's your cousin, but come on now.
Oh, Sadia's here again.
Oh yeah. Hello everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Zone podcast.
Intro.
All right, story number one. Am I the asshole for telling my brother's girlfriend the real reason my brother wants a paternity test because he's telling her something else?
Ooh. So telling your brother's secret?
Yes.
Ooh. Can you read it one more time?
Yeah, read that one more time.
Am I the asshole for telling my brother's girlfriend the real reason my brother wants a paternity test because he's telling her something else?
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh, the paternity issue's already, that's already bad.
Yikes.
Mm. It just depends on what the reason is. I mean.
I feel like you can't tell your families.
Really?
It depends on how bad.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what the secret is.
Yeah.
But usually no.
Okay. Mm.
I'm waiting to find out.
Yeah, I want to be ambiguous on this one. I don't know.
All right.
I hate being wrong.
Am I the asshole for telling my brother's girlfriend the real reason my brother wants a paternity test because he's telling her something else? My brother may be one of the dumbest people alive. I watch a lot of reality TV shows, and last month I was watching episodes on YouTube of a show called Divorce Court and Paternity Court. My brother came into the living room while I was watching the latter, and we started watching together. We had a mini competition to see if we could guess if the guy in question is or isn't the father. He kept saying things like, the baby looks just like him. Look at those ears, nose, that's his kid. And other things like this. And when the results would come back that the guy isn't the father, he would be so shocked. Or it was between two different men. He would choose the guy that he thought resembled the baby more. And when it would be the other guy's kid, he was awestruck. I explained to him that you can't just go off facial features to determine paternity, but it's a good indicator. That was like a month ago. My brother's girlfriend called my mom recently saying that my brother was having doubts that their five-year-old daughter is his and that the past few weeks he's been distant with both of them. This was news to all of us. I called my brother and asked him what was up. He just wants 100% proof that his daughter is his. I asked him where this was coming from, and he said nowhere. I said that my niece looks just like him and our family, and he said that I'm a hypocrite because I had told him you can't go off looks to determine DNA. And then I put two and two together and realized this was stemming from us watching the paternity show. So because he kept guessing wrong, he thinks he was wrong in his daughter being his.
Oh my God.
I told him, did his dumbass tell that to his girlfriend? And he admitted that he told her that her ex called and said that he was sleeping with her right before she was meant to conceive. So she gives in to the test because he knows his reasoning is dumb. I hung up and called my sister-in-law to tell her the real reason. And my brother called me cussing me out because she refused to take the test he ordered online and now is taking him to court for a court-ordered test along with child support because she's breaking up with him. He told me I ruined his life because now this DNA test comes with a costly monthly child support when before she was willing to take the test to prove to him she wasn't cheating.
This dude is dumber than a box of rocks. What? It took him 5 years? 5 years and he was like, the baby might not be mine. Hell, it's been 5 years and maybe she not looking like me just like I thought. It took him 5 years to do that.
Wait, so what happened where she was going to take it and then she decided not to? What did I miss?
The sister-in-law?
Yeah.
The sister was like, hey, he is doing this. Yeah. And so she was like, he's an idiot. I'm going to break up with him. But I am going to get a test. And I'm going to make him pay monthly child support on top of that once they find out that he's the dad.
Oh, he really screwed himself over.
Yeah.
I love that. Yay. Go women. I just love women.
You are?
Yeah. What are you suspicious about, Sam?
So he made up an excuse like, oh, your ex called and said you were sleeping at the same time. And she was like, fine, I'll do it. I'm like, I just made that up. Why
are you so ready?
I did it. I wasn't even close to sleeping with him, but she's like, I guess that's a valid concern. Wait, were you sleeping together at the same time? Because this is something I made up. What are you saying? And she's like, nothing. I'm just going to take the test because I don't know now. That's what I feel like. That's her response to that. That's so weird that she was agreed to it at first. Or am I crazy? Am I reading this wrong?
I would agree to it just to be like, you freaking idiot. Just like as a screw you. Screw you, dude. Now you want to deny paternity after not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 whole years?
I was going to say, Sam, I don't know. He might be onto something. That would be hilarious if it was a plot twist though, and it actually wasn't the kid. Like
the test comes out like, yeah, it's not. He's just like, oh. Oh. Okay, so we all have siblings. Would you do this? Would you tell
It depends on the sibling.
Yes. It depends. It depends on the sibling. That's crazy. Yep.
That's crazy.
Better watch out. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Because I'm, well, this is different because D is like the middle slash oldest.
I am.
But I'm the youngest, so they sell me out in a heartbeat. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sell you guys out. This is crazy.
Dang, they sell you out?
Yeah, because when it comes to family events, they're like, did you hear what Maddie did? Or whenever there's dirt that comes out about Maddie, it's like the talk of the town. So I'm like,
Maddie, you don't seem like a person that would have
dirt. Stop doing dirt, Maddie. I think that's the real thing.
Well, I think that's the thing is because I don't have a lot of dirt. So the moment they get it, they're like, did you hear about Maddie?
The moment they sweep up something.
They got a little did you hear what Maddie did? There's like Maddie dirt. And it's like,
Maddie dirt. And it's the talk for like months.
For months?
Yeah.
For months? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever a cousin comes in, did you hear that Maddie failed all her classes? It's like, oh.
Damn.
Dirty. That's dirt. So you get some back. You're like, use this.
Back in blood.
I can't. I feel like I should be more like that. I remember being raised with my sister and like, she would tell me so quick.
Really?
I would never say anything. She was doing wild stuff. I never say anything. But I do anything. Mom. Are you kidding me? So now I'm like, yeah, shit. Like, what was me being loyal for? What was I doing?
You're starting to question everything now.
I don't know what I was doing, but I would never say anything. But some people just like, no, I want to tell everything.
I mean,
I keep things on the wraps for the most part.
Primarily, me and my sister, you know, we locked in. We locked in for
lifers.
Real. But at the same time, I don't like putting myself in any sort of drama. And so it's like, if I were to insert myself in there, that would just put me a part of the drama. And I'm hands off. I don't want to be a part of that. You got to figure it out. I would probably suggest her to say the right thing and be honest about it. But I'm not going to insert myself.
I don't think so. I think he did the right thing. I think you should lie about it. Because he knew it was going to happen. If he told it, obviously he knew it was going to happen. Jeez. It did happen. She broke up with him.
I don't think he knew it was going to be that bad.
But I'm like, I could probably see him. I think it's so dumb that he even thought about it. But that's something that gets in your head and you're like, you can't stop thinking about it. You're like,
dude is single and now has an extra bill.
What if it's not my baby? You can't get that out of your head. You're just going to be thinking, you're just going to be looking at the kid like,
are you mine?
This kid don't look like me, right? The kid's like, I don't know if I would.
I knew something was off about you.
You start losing sleep. You start like wondering about your life. You gotta figure this out. So I'm like, I'm going to lie to mine.
Dang.
Even though that's a crazy lie, I don't know how.
Yeah,
that's a bold lie to say.
He really conjured that one.
Why would he reach out to you first?
He calls you, he's like, "Hey, that's my kid. I'm her ex." Get a paternity.
That villain arc story is one I want to see. Hey, how you doing? I'm your girlfriend's ex. It's like, what? What do you call me for, dude? I don't know why I called you. I could have just called her, but I wanted you to feel the pain. What are you doing? What do you mean you want me to feel the pain? Get a fraternity test.
Oh, my God. That is...
Well, speaking of kids, the next story happens to one with one.
That was a great...
That was a good segue.
That was good. You got to give your flowers.
Thank You're back on top, Maddie.
Thanks. So, next story. Am I the asshole for drugging my kid?
Whoa!
Please let it be just with melatonin. Whoa! Please let it be with melatonin. I mean,
whoa,
if it's anything other than melatonin, for the love of God, why are you drugging your children?
Cough syrup, nighttime cough syrup.
I've been a god mom, and you know, even in those couple hours, things get dark.
Yeah.
let's be honest.
What a title.
Hard.
I recently watched a friend's kid.
What a quote.
They were on running errands for two hours, and she was with me, and I'm like, I love you. She talks and talks. I'm like, what if I live?
You just talk.
I want to have children, but I'm like, what if this was my life 24/7?
And that's the thing. I want kids in theory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in theory.
In theory.
In practice, they seem so impractical.
Yeah.
And just bad.
Because once you have them, You're with them for the rest of your life.
And you hear all these parents, and they're like, don't have kids. Like, and all of them just seem a little bit unhappy, you know?
And it's like, maybe we should listen to the older people for once. We're like, what are you saying
when
you
say that? Nobody seems super elated to have children.
But they're the love of my life.
Yeah.
But they love them.
I would never change anything about it. You know?
They always say they're the best decision. Yeah. I would never change anything. But if I could wait a few years...
and not have them.
Yeah. And not have them. That.
But if I could go back and not have them, I would. You know?
I would never change this for ever. I would never.
I wouldn't change a thing. I love them.
But if they never existed, it would make me the most happiest.
I would love
ever.
That too. I'd love that too. You know? So maybe not have kids. Get a dog. A dog.
Dogs are great.
Man, I have a dog. That little piece of shoe. It's too much sometimes.
Get you a Baxter, you know what I'm saying?
No,
I want to get myself a Husker.
Baxter's my guy.
Husker just like eats, barks, and hangs out.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
He's like, let me go for a walk. Okay, let's go take a nap. Okay, why are you still sitting? Let's go in for another walk. And I'm just like, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Arlo to get to that stage. He's like, kind of like... let's tear up some stuff.
Tear the club up.
You know? The only stage.
Let's bust it up. My God.
That's tough.
It is.
I don't think Husker was in that stage, but Husker was in a I'm going to bite your ankles if you leave stage for like 7 years. You know, like
7 years. Don't ever leave.
Isn't he like 8?
No, that's he's not like a 13.
Stage. That's Husker, his personality.
Yeah. Oh, he's a whole, yeah.
If you're doing it for 7 years,
that might be a personality.
It was
trait.
An abandonment issue, and we worked through it. And he doesn't bite ankles anymore, but sometimes he'll run and chase you as you leave the door and bark a little bit.
So the story.
Oh yeah.
The story.
Keeping you on track.
Am I the asshole for drugging my kid? I, 26 female, am the mother of a 5-year-old beautiful girl. Only problem is she has my genetics. I had insomnia my entire life, took prescribed Ambien from 15 till I got pregnant with my daughter at 20. Since I'm a single mom, I can't be incapacitated by Ambien, so I get around 3 to 4 hours of sleep at night and exist on coffee and the idea that I can sleep when she's 18. Unfortunately, she inherited my sleep issues. I've tried everything. She doesn't have any screen time, it has never had caffeine. Limit sugar, even natural like fruit, after 5 p.m. Uses lavender and a sleep routine. No luck. I talked to a pediatrician who says I should try a small amount of melatonin. Since I started giving her melatonin, she's been getting 9 hours versus 4 hours before. And my 5-year-old doesn't have dark circles under her eyes, and her behavior and performances in preschool has improved. Problem is, her father, 29 male, has lost all physical and legal custody but still has visitation. Her bedroom at her dad has a TV, and she shares it with her 2-year-old sister who screams and stays up until 2 a.m. and sleeps until noon. And her dad and I don't have a stellar co-parent relationship. He blames me for losing custody, but in reality, he let her insurance lapse 3 times and she developed stage 1 bed sores in his watch due to neglect. Daughter told him she takes her sleep gummies at night at mommy's and then she can sleep again. He called me screaming that I have no right to drug his child. I said I do since I have legal custody and it was in her best interest. He opened a CPS case against me and says it's making a play for legal custody. Doesn't want physical or even more visitation, just the right to make decisions I'll pay for. He's behind in over $8,000 in payments and wants to keep it that way. I followed the pediatrician and gave an OTC vitamin. Am I the asshole?
What did I say? If you're not drugging your kids with melatonin, she's drugging her child with melatonin because she can't sit. She's fine. But this man, he doesn't even have a right to an opinion, man. You don't even have the right to your own child. Oof. Let's shut it down and speak on our level, okay?
Dang.
Okay.
Nah. That's just my little opinion. She sleeps 2 to 3 hours a night
before.
2 to 3 to 9 hours. That's working.
That's my nap. 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
I've said that every
Let's
day.
Let's get to the last story, people.
Woo!
Oh, story.
Story.
And Sadia, you might have something to say about this.
Oh, God. What is
it? Oh, Lord.
Okay. Am I the asshole for speaking Italian to my girlfriend's rude Italian American family and embarrassing them?
Because her Italian was so bad? Okay, here's what I have to say. I literally just saw a quote on TikTok that it was like, I'm not afraid to be caught trying. So if she was genuinely trying to speak Italian to her Italian family, then girl, you know, you're trying. If you're a horrible Italian speaker, then you're just a horrible Italian speaker, girl. Get Rosetta Stone, use your external resources, YouTube.
Duolingo,
baby. Duolingo, you know. That bird will eat you up on TikTok. He's so aggressive.
No, I know.
But he makes your ass do those lessons. Someone says to that.
What's your streak at? You lost your streak?
I saw my streak is about 45 days of not doing it.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was like, I ain't seen you in 45 days.
I literally was like, wow, Maddie, 45 days? Yeah, of not doing it. Oh
no, because Duolingo literally sent me a message like that, very similarly, like, it's been 30 days since I've seen you. When are you going to come back? And I'm like, I'm going to screenshot this and send it to Brandon. Like, stop talking to me like that.
You know what? I hate interactive, like, notifications. Fashion Nova, I'm going to kill Fashion Nova. If I get one more whip your ass to fashionnova.com, like, I am going to, like, I'm not going to survive. I'm literally not gonna survive.
They literally say stuff like that.
Have you seen Fashion Nova?
I don't ever shop on Fashion
Nova. I never shopped at Fashion Nova.
They're crazy. Like, they are literally crazy. I wish I had an example.
That is nasty work.
Fashion Nova, whoever writes that, y'all need to be stopped, like, for real. Because it's getting out of hand at this point.
All right. Final story.
Final story.
Am I the asshole for speaking Italian to my girlfriend's rude Italian-American family and embarrassing them? Backstory. Due to my dad's job, we lived in Italy for 3 years when I was younger, so I speak Italian almost fluently. It's been a while, so I lost some of it. Recently, I started dating a girl. She's great, and I love her so much. I met her family a few nights ago for dinner. She warned me that the male side of her family is very big into being macho, into testing the boys the women date, and are very big on taking pride in their Italian ancestry. I think besides the grandfather, however, they were almost all born in Bergen County, New Jersey, but whatever. It's nice to take pride in one's heritage.
New Jersey?
Yeah. I'm going to the Jersey Shore! Long story short, after dinner, they kept making jokes at my expense. I honestly would not call it bullying, just things about my height, beard, shaved head.
That's bullying.
I wouldn't call it bullying, but it's everything that constitutes
everything
bullying.
Everything about me as a person makes talking.
They tried making fun of my IT job, too, but stopped once I told them my income. It was overall not a bad experience, but not a pleasant one. Anyway, her older brother kept pushing things, giving me exceptional amounts of shit for playing lacrosse in high school. Apparently, it's a sport for prissy rich kids and not manly like football or baseball. He ended his rant by saying, "Hey, we're just a big Italian family. We're loud and we tell it how it is."
Oh, that's good, man.
And all the family, except for my girlfriend, laughed. So I, for the next minute, responded to everything they said in Italian. My girlfriend buried her head in shame. The grandfather laughed, and everyone kept looking at each other confused before telling me they didn't speak Italian.
Yes!
That is a plot twist!
I replied, "Then don't use your Italian heritage as an excuse to behave poorly when you can't even speak the language."
Oh, he just dropped the motherfucking mic. That's crazy. That's crazy.
They got mad, but the grandfather told them I was all right and to be quiet. My girlfriend isn't mad, just ashamed. I think the grandfather likes me. The words from my girlfriend's sister is that all men are furious, thinks I'm a smartass, and that I disrespected them and their masculinity in an unforgivable way. So am I the asshole?
I respect this man. Yeah, like, him. I'm proud of you, dog. I don't even know you, but I'm proud of you. That's so cold.
The grandpa say, "You shoot in. Yeah. You good with me, man."
That's cold.
That's all you need is the grandpa.
Yeah, that's all you need. You don't need anyone else.
If he good with the grandpa, fuck all the It don't matter. That was a good story. That was like the perfect.
Because I thought it was going to be like the family was talking about him in Italian.
Yeah.
And he understood everything they were saying. He was like, I understood everything.
Yeah.
Role reversal.
Right.
Yeah, that was the greatest
plot twist
ever.
That's literally so embarrassing. You don't even speak Italian?
Right.
And you're from New Jersey?
We're just a big Italian family.
Every Sunday, we got the family dinner.
You don't speak Italian, though, but we eat Italian food.
You eat the pasta. You eat the gabagool.
He said, I'm
the
taking y'all Italian cards.
That was a great story. I love that one.
Well, thanks, Sadia, for being on the podcast.
You know, I always love being on. You might be seeing me more now.
You might be seeing Sadia a lot more now.
Please.
Thanks, Sam.
Please,
Brandon.
Don't take my job.
Thank you for your service, Sam.
Oh, no. Not the thank you for your service.
No!
You're being retired.
You have been retired.
Expedited, if you will.
Like, just carry me out.
Just keep him out.
You,
don't look at me in my eyes while you're saying.
All right, well, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Sam.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye, guys.